have some postcards from customers that I'd love if you'd read a couple.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why don't you read them?
Sure thing.
People have to hear my voice all the time.
One customer says, I love HIP. I have never bought, tried, and eaten so many different kinds of fruits and vegetables. I have lost weight and quit smoking because of HIP. Please find the funding to keep the program going.
Oh, my God. See?
Somebody else says, HIP has allowed my family access to fresh produce that we otherwise would not be able to afford. It often makes the difference between eating or not.
I said a HIP. Everybody knows it's hip to be a farmer, but it's even more hip to be a hip farmer. And one of those hip farmers is Zoe Abram from Brookfield Farm in South Amherst. And also joining me is Mia Cordebine, the program coordinator for CESA, the local hero folks. Apart from the sort of hip-hop terminology of hip, what is hip?
What is hip? Tell me.
Mia?
The Healthy Incentives Program, also known as HIP, is a Massachusetts-run program that enables SNAP recipients to extend their SNAP budget by rebating the purchase of local fruits and vegetables right back onto folks' EBT cards.
So I bring my EBT card to Brookfield Farm. What do you sell at the farm?
Well, we sell CSA shares. So for us, what it looks like is people sign up for a CSA share and they use their SNAP benefits to pay. And because of the CSA pilot program that Massachusetts is the only state that has, their benefits pay their CSA cost monthly and it comes out of their SNAP account. And then the HIP program puts money back into their SNAP account, and the amount that it puts back in depends on the family size.
Right. If you've heard my conversations with Congressman McGovern, the amount of money that you get per meal for SNAP is already really, really, really low. But this is sort of a way for the state to come in on a federal program and to beef it up. And apart from the quote unquote harvest box, which is going to have no fresh food in it whatsoever, it's a new and innovative way to get more fresh food into people who are relying on SNAP. How has it been working for you at Brookfield Farm in South Amherst?
It works great. I loved what you said about the harvest box.
Which is such a 1984 like newspeak way of referring to this box that the Trump administration wants to send to people on SNAP that's going to be filled with like peanut butter and carbohydrates.
And instead, what the HIP program does in contrast is provide SNAP recipients an opportunity to participate in the existing infrastructure of fresh fruit and vegetables in our state. For us, we saw a 184% increase in CSA members who use SNAP to purchase their shares, and we've taken SNAP for 20 years.
How much a percent increase?
184%.
Wow, that's pretty good results.
Yeah.
So people want this, and it's been an extremely successful program, the HIP program in particular, even despite the fact that there were some troubles in the rollout of the program. Now there's a new problem on the horizon. Mia Cordebine, the program coordinator for HIP for CESA, what's that problem?
So the program has been so popular that funds are now almost exhausted.
And they were supposed to last for how long?
For 3 years.
Yeah. So we're only a little bit in, not even a whole year, right?
That's correct.
Into the program. So when are these funds going
to
run out?
The program is expected to be suspended in mid-April. There are some funding measures in the works that we're waiting to hear from to see if we can avoid that suspension.
And I know Phil Korman has been going to Beacon Hill to lobby for this program. I've worked with folks through the food bank and their Hunger Action Task Force advocating for this program. What might happen that could rescue it or resuscitate it once a month from now rolls around?
There could be an inclusion of HIP funding in a supplemental budget from the state. And then also looking at fiscal year 19, we could be looking at a fully funded HIP program once the new budget rolls out.
How do we make sure that happens now that we don't have any state legislators anymore? We have to like hit up the people that are going to run for these. I have to talk to like 30 different people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. You can call your legislators if they still are around. I have seen in a couple announcements from candidates that they are including Healthy Incentives Program in their candidacies, which is great. This program is really, really important for our communities, for our farms, and for the people. There's also been HIP advocacy tables at all of the farmers markets. Volunteers from the Food Bank of Western Mass have been collecting postcards directly from customers who have a chance to share about what the HIP program means for them. Blood pressure is now in normal range, and I have lost 15 pounds. Having this program helps me stay healthy. Somebody else says, I love the fresh food. It gets me out of the house to pick up my goodies. Otherwise, I would just stay home indoors. Without this program, I would not have fresh food in my diet.
I remember when we were in the bailout after the 2008 economic collapse, and Jon Stewart on The Daily Show was asking top-level government officials, why don't we just bail out the people who are underwater with their mortgages? Because the money would go to them. They would be out of debt. The money would then go back to the bank. The bank would get their money back, and that would solve the problem. In some ways, HIP and SNAP acts like that, right? Because, you know, the SNAP that money is coming from the federal government to help make sure people get money. Additional money from the state is there for HIP, but it's ultimately going to farms like Brookfield Farm in South Amherst and to help support you in your day-to-day life, Zoe, right?
Exactly. It's a bottom-up way of incentivizing money in our community.
What will it mean for your farm if this goes away?
It will mean it will be harder for SNAP participants to afford and access CSA shares at our farm. Our farm is not equipped to do the work that the SNAP program does of figuring out who should receive funding. It doesn't make sense to do this on a farm by farm level.
Mm-hmm.
The HIP program, on the other hand, gives SNAP recipients the opportunity to participate in these existing programs in our state.
And one of the big problems when it comes to hunger and issues of hunger is that there is limited access a lot of times to fresh local food, and the Trump administration's harvest box isn't going to make that any better. So this is a really innovative program that we have in Massachusetts that is so successful that it's running out of money less than a third of the way into the project here.
Maybe 2 years ago, there was this whole conversation going on about whether the CSA bubble had burst and have we reached peak CSA, and all the people in the valley and around who want to, and in Boston and around the state, who want to be part of CSA. Well, maybe they're already part of CSA. Farms are having a harder time finding new members for a couple of years. What the HIP program has shown us is that that is so not true. Many, many people want to participate in our local economy and in our CSA communities. And the increase at our farm of shareholders who pay with SNAP because of the HIP program really demonstrates that
if they could they would
and if they can they will.
They
do. Things like CSA signups, our signups are happening now, and this is the time when people are asked to make a commitment for the season, and the disruption in the program may dissuade some folks.
Zoe Abram from Brookfield Farm in South Amherst, which is one of the many HIP farms in the area, and Mia Cordobine from CESA, the local hero folks working specifically with HIP advocacy. Pressure your legislators in Massachusetts. This is a really successful program that's about to run out of money. As we see, it works on so many different levels. So thank you both for being a farm that accepts HIP and encourages people to use it, and for advocating for HIP. You can find more at buylocalfood.org.